I'm sure some of you all are already wondering or thinking or remembering or having PTSD from this sound that I just played, but I'm coming back to that. Welcome to the Blackboard Podcast. Welcome to another exciting episode of this podcast. How was your week? I hope you all had a great week. No pressure. I hope, despite the happenings and all, you are fine and you are keeping it calm and cool. We are not going to be talking about politics, but before I dive into the new topic for the week or the new discussion for the week, I want to introduce to you my co-hosts, the co-host for this podcast. Like I told you guys, we are taking the podcast to another level, so now we are branching. So I have a co-host. His name is Crucifix Soul, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here. It's been a long time coming, and we're finally here to have fun and spread light, love, and happiness with our voices.
Yes, light, love, and happiness. You know, now this is the podcast where I said we are a community and we have to always discuss and relate. Thank you all for taking this podcast to where it is right now. Thank you all for the reviews. Thank you for the sharing. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for... We just have to thank everybody, man.
Of course, I swear. We have to give recognition where it's due. So thank you for all the love and support, and we're going to for greater heights.
Greater heights. So back to that sound. The sound that gives people PTSD.
PTSD, the thing is even crazy. As is, you're glitching.
That sound that gives PTSD, stress. Man. I'm sure most of you know that sound. We are talking about the National Youth Service Cup, NYSC. We're going to be talking about NYSC today. So I think some people just left camp not quite long.
So Congratulations to y'all.
Welcome to the world.
The journey has just begun.
The journey just started.
We ain't seen nothing.
So we are going to be talking about NYSC today. What the whole NYSC scheme is about. How it starts, the preparation, just everything about NYSC, and we're just going memory lane. Both of us have served, so we are going to be talking about our experiences. And for you all that are about going to service, maybe the next batch, or you're still in school, for you to have the untold story, the unscripted story of the NYSC.
But you'll be informed.
So you'll be informed, so you know how it goes. So yes, basically, camp. NYC. What thing I want to talk?
First of all, child, the idea about camp, like, or NYC, before it's actually your turn. Nobody wants to go.
I never wanted to go to camp.
Nobody wants to go to camp. Like me, it took me like 4 or 5 years before I even decided, I'll go to camp. Because this country, before, if you want to be anything useful, even sometimes as a private person yourself, before you get some contracts, they'll ask you for NYC. You'll be like, NYSC was made to foster unity. Yeah. Now NYSC is the reason some people are not getting jobs.
You understand? It's how they made NYSC a compulsory stuff. I think it's compulsory. There's no way you can avoid it. You go to the United States or anywhere. So far you come back to this country, you still have to serve and all. So the whole idea, if you are thinking of not going to NYSC camp, 5 years, 10 years, I think we had people like 30-something, 40-something in camp. So 5 years, 10 years, you still have to come back to camp. You still have to go for the old service stuff. So how it all starts, when you finish school, you first get the Senate, they call it Senate list.
On the list.
Yes. You have to first get on the list. That means you have been called.
You gotta check your name. You have been humbly chosen.
You have been chosen to serve your nation. So when your name gets on the Senate list, you have to start registration. So registration process alone it's a lot.
You pay some money, of course. It's not free.
Nothing is free in Nigeria.
Nothing is free, even if it's free.
Even in Freetown, nothing is free.
I'm telling you.
So nothing is free in Nigeria. So you have to first pay, start registering. So the part where most people start getting their whole thoughts, or where you start getting worried, is when you have to pick your state.
Okay, yes.
First of all, NYSC is always a battle. Registration is always a battle.
As you can remember, the portal can hang anytime.
Yeah, so once the first...
they can post open, you anytime.
Once they first open the portal, you have to rush, because most people that have even... I feel people buy states now. I don't know
how they do it now.
Because do you notice when when you get to register, your time to register, then the same day, maybe they announce the registration today, they're like an hour later you go and you not see Abuja, you not see Lagos.
You won't see, you won't be able to select those states anymore, and it's crazy, you know.
So I feel like, are they ghosts people out there?
They have fast internet too,
you understand. So I feel, first of all, just have it at the back of your mind that until there are states, if you don't know the meaning, they bought states.
Things don't, things have gone down.
Some people have secured states before every registration, because an hour after they open the link, Lagos is gone. Abuja probably is the next. Abuja is gone. So it's always a battle. You rush, go for your registration, then you now start picking states. You pick four states, I think, in different geopolitical zone. So I have to pick states. So my states, I picked, I saw Kwara, Kano, Rivers, and I can't remember the other states.
Me, to be honest, I can't remember any other state apart from Lagos and FCT or Abuja. Like, I didn't even think of anywhere else. I can't remember what other two states I added. Maybe I added Edo, but I'm not even sure.
First of all, I think the whole posting works in a way that they'll check your background.
See where you went to school.
You have to know where
state of origin.
Where you've served, like your school, where you studied, where you schooled, where you've been living, like your permanent residence. So like, if you're in the north, you have it at the back of your mind that you are coming to Yoruba land or to the south or somewhere. So first of all, I was in Lagos, so I already had it at the back of my mind that it should be not, they will carry me go like this, because most of my friends went to Sokoto, Fars, Sokoto, and all. So just have it at the back of your mind that, Oga, you are going far.
And when your country calls, you answer.
You answer ASAP. So first of all, picking states, zero. It's a battle first. So when you pick your states, you wait. Abi?
Yeah, you wait now till you get posted,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. You wait till you get posted. Then that one is another prayer on its own. If you are not working it, because we cannot lie, this country, everybody is doing something.
As in, you are pressing something.
Everybody is pressing something. Buttons. Everybody is pressing that 50,000, 40,000.
Help my son do this.
You understand? So if you are not working it, you have to go to the church.
And pray.
Start praying. Because that four states that you picked, you might not be posted to any one of them. That's the funny thing. They might just post you to somewhere separate
that you never knew was part of Nigeria.
So I had that back of my mind. I was just praying that God, I don't want to go nuts. I know if you can't start to the entire bus, they go Nasara, because there are some states in the north that you still have to, when you take flight to one state, you still have to go like 7 hours on road.
On road,
you understand? In all those places. So forget flight. NYS can throw in a situation where we say
you will climb boats now.
You have no choice. So they posted me to River State. Luckily.
That's nice. I was posted to Abuja.
Oh my God! I see this thing like hierarchy. See me they brag. I was already bragging that at least I enter PH City. Yeah, so Abuja City, and you welcome.
Ah, it's the God. It's God that is working.
Everybody gonna say it's great.
That God welcome.
It's great.
It's not by my power.
So God show me the way. He says
it's
great.
God, though. God is good, though.
So mine, funny enough, no working, nothing. Port Harcourt City, the city of Bass Boss. You know, waiting Burna Boy talk for his song. Make it the letter and I know say rugged.
You do any shaking tree is a target.
Yeah.
You do anyhow, you see anyhow.
They will say, "Ah, boy, who goes you?" Yeah. So I was posted to one of these cities with the rugged men in the nation.
Shout out to the legend.
To all the legendary Port Harcourt boys. So I went to PH City. I took the bus. First of all, that's the first suffering. First, I don't know. I just took the bus. So I was like 11 hours or 12 hours on
what?
The road. You understand? Your country will send you. It's just like they are sending you on exile.
As in, go away from home.
Go away from home. Go and lost somewhere. So I started move from here to Port Harcourt. Go to camp. Port Harcourt City. First of all, they robbed like half of the people that came.
Well, this thing is not funny, but we're laughing.
No. See, I'm not joking. Half of the people that came to my own camp, they robbed them. Like, different story. There was even a guy that he got to the park, in Port Harcourt when he landed, when he arrived. They took everything from him. When they now found out that he was going to the camp, he said out of the 11,000 they took from him, they gave him like 500 or so. They said, "I let me know for now." was it LMA? Okay, yes, they robbed him at LMA, but we were going to OKE or something. So OKE, no far now. They give him
5 each.
Five
they
each.
Cool yourself. Oga. The government speaking.
That one is welcome to the world. Welcome to NYSC. So they robbed the guy first of all. Bam. Na camp. So yeah, we go to camp. How was the whole intro?
Camp was nice though. Like preparing for camp was nice, you know. Like took me back to secondary school years. Like I had to buy white shorts. You start buying.
You did not attend your regular boarding school in Nigeria. Camp is advanced boarding school.
Exactly. So like, but sneakers, you know, looking for better material, getting the best deal. Finally got to camp, and before I got there, they told me, Omo, that me I have to cut my head. I know it's paramilitary, so you have to cut your hair, shave my beard.
Paramilitary, like, ah. You know, say they talk say they go war now like this.
On top of your 30 something caber.
30 something war. Well, so yeah, paramilitary level.
Well, they are paying you for it, so.
Say whatever your government pays you for, you must work for. There's no awoof in this nation.
So go to camp. First things first, they search us. They search you like thief. Search you open everywhere. It's just only the cavity search they did not do.
A lot of things are contraband in camp.
I'm telling you, like
even your mufti is contraband.
There's the kind of jeans you wear, yourself you bring, they will seize it at the gates. Yeah, straight up, because you are not here to. You are here to serve your country and be drilled in the ways of the paramilitary.
Like you said, the drilled.
Yes, so
just know that you are coming for war.
So we got there.
Para war.
So we got there. I can't remember. It wasn't so late when I got there. It was like I can't remember what time it was, but it wasn't so late. I got there. They gave us.
You have
to go to the hall.
Medical reports.
Medical reports. You know you do medical reports.
That's the first scam about NYC.
First of all,
80% brought fake medical report. Don't worry, 80% is coming with medical reports, fake ones. Like I don't understand. So I just feel they should even scrap that medical report stuff first.
I swear, because it's all scam.
Scam. Or we'll just bring people came with sickness.
I swear to
sickness
God.
That they don't have. They brought it on the paper.
say, Omo, you have to exempt me from this mandatory service.
Some people left immediately. Jackpa brought straight some up. Chronic disease with doctor's reports. If courses were to work, a lot of people would fall sick like immediately.
I think one of the first things I noticed when I got to camp was the food. Food where they serve for you for that canteen. Forget it.
You know when you watch all these movies where refugees will line up. I'm not knowing the looks where they will line up or people start like as if you are starving. You line up with your plate. First of all, bring your plate.
Bring your plate to.
If you don't have plates, no food for you.
You carry with your hand, though. No food for you if you without plates. Can you imagine?
So the food, most of the food are always terrible. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think I tried anything that was
it's the only thing swallowing. I tried in camp was bread on a Sunday morning, a rainy Sunday morning, that we were denied from going to the mommy markets because they said we had to go to church. So I went to camp. That was the first time I saw Milo. I be Bon Vita or tea or whatever. That looks like, you know when you see mud with water. That's how the stuff was at that time, man. So the camp food is horrible, first of all. I'm not going to lie. We are not going to sugarcoat anything for anybody. If you are going to eat it, just eat it that you have no choice.
So that there'll be food in
your belly.
It's
not that bad, but it's something.
Is that bad though?
It's something that you know that you just have to manage.
You fall sick, definitely. But I don't know how manage the people did not just fall sick, but we had like little people fell sick, but I thought like people would have like something even really bad, because most of us had like cough, had sore throat, like it went round, but like I thought it was even something more serious, but thank God it wasn't.
Because some states, because to get water alone, first of all, the hostels are out of this world. You know, confirm Nigerian Kirikiri prison where bunks go day. This one is prison with bunks.
Mattress will be like bedsheet.
When I first saw that mattress, man, I was just like, guy, take me back. Take me back to the 90s.
Then if you even manage to have two, self, it
would
be as if you're a criminal.
I took two.
Someone can just walk in and say, you have two this thing. You are using two of Nigeria.
In camp, you have to learn how to street.
Street.
Oh. Yeah, streets. If you know, sabi, streets is
where
I take you take.
The street even actually started before you even got to camp. Because first of all, I heard that the NYC regalia, like your full what do you call it,
the khaki, everything, khaki, your full setup, good act to khaki,
over 100k. 100k. That's your outfit is 100k. Is that
first
that
of all? They don't scam you. That outfit, the white. See, if you are going to camp, if nobody advise you, I'm going to advise carry you. White. Listen, carry your whites. I beg. Carry your carry white shorts. Shirt. Carry, buy your best stuff. Keep them. Because that thing they are getting in camp is tissue paper.
Scam.
With that shirt was worse.
That's not even khaki material, say, first of all. That thing is just cut and joined. It's not even... See?
All these remaining clothes from, like, maybe, like...
From tailors, exactly.
They'll now sew it together. So,
like cutting material.
Yes. So, first of all, that's the first come first. So, they've already even stripped you first.
On top of your own right as government child.
You've been stripped. You've been stripped. You've been chopped. So first of all, so you have to be street smart in that hostel or your camp first of all, because your buckets on after the first day, your bucket is gone.
Straight up, if you're not sharp,
your bucket is gone. So the whole camp,
you be carrying your soap to your room, because if you don't take it to your room, it's gone. Somebody will need to wash things.
The fact that we have to learn how to cope with 100 people or 200 people in
a
room,
place without facilities conducive for that amount.
Toilet bad. I think some camps were not even opportunity to even have a good toilet.
Just imagine.
Like, so for you to even stay there, first of all, I think they should do better. They should not stress people, not stress and all those things.
It's crazy, because I definitely know that because of how bad things were at my camp, a lot of people had like illnesses. I had sore throats for like me. I don't have sore throat like that. I had very congested chest, and like even when I was trying to get like medication, because when we got there, they took away all the medication we had, all the Panadol. My brother has asthma, so he had some pills and stuff to just help him sleep at night so that his breathing would clear up. And you know, they took everything to get appointments, plus people that would just be blocking up space because they don't want to go to parade ground and stuff.
You understand?
You know, so it was really crazy. Like, and like, you have to just know your way around.
Even the idea of going through the same routine for 21 days, I think it's depressing. It's depressing.
4:35. 4:30.
That trumpet that sounded at the beginning of this podcast.
Wake you up
first of all. First,
you have to shower. Find space to shower. First of all, you have to get water. Who is talking of shower? Where's the shower?
You have to keep your water. They will steal your water again.
Unless you keep water under your bed.
Under your bed is not safe.
Which your phone can fall under your bed and fall inside.
No. This thing one guy did in my room or my hostel. The guy fetched his water.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy now changed his buckets. So I think the person that came to street the water just used that style. You know, all those kind of way.
Remove him.
It took the water. Like, what's the idea of chaining?
What do you need the bucket for?
An open bucket. Like, you understand?
Can you imagine? What do you need the water?
So first of all, you have to get your water rush early in the morning. The idea of going to meditation early in the morning, I think it shouldn't even be compulsory, first of all. You are stressing me. How would you carry me all the way to another state? Then you not tell me to wake up early in the morning by 4:30.
To come and march
to come and march.
Praise and worship the way you want.
So I'm on the routine for 21 days is depressing.
And there were some crazy things that happened aside the routine, like all the ways, like for example, I don't know how your camp was, but like in our camp, you had to buy the thing for holding your ID card.
Yeah, the
you
ID card
buy
holder.
From them. Even if you have the same color, the same type, you have to buy from them. So is that what NYC is trying to teach people, that you have to part of a system that is broken? I really don't get it.
The camp, first of all, camp experience is to suck your money. Suck your money. Suck out all your money. Drain you mentally. Drain you physically. Drain you emotionally for people that fall in love in camp, because you are wasting your time. Apart from some of them that fell in love, but drain you everywhere. But at least it's still fun. It's fun for if you have an open mind.
Absolutely.
Yes, if you have an open mind to come to camp, it's fun. You enjoy yourself.
Meet new people. You know, try new things. At least I enjoyed the assault course, but they can do better, because like if you just make a mistake, you can injure yourself. Those things have to be like the sand where that's supposed to soften your cushion. When you jump on something or swing from somewhere, there's no sand there. You know, no maintenance. They don't even... It's just one school they gave and said, okay, we'll use this for camp. They should try... If you're going to make people... You want people to be proud of your country for a year at least, if they don't do anything their whole life.
Yes, to be proud, to be
part of something bigger, you know. I know that, okay.
Service now. You're serving your country.
You come, you treat them anyhow, talk to them. Some of the they were very nice camp people, the people that were respectable, but there were others that were just outright disrespectful, degrading. You know, they want to punish you and degrade you. You feel less than human.
For your alawi, they are collecting his work. 19,830 for those of you that were happy that 30,000. I collected 30,000 during my own time. 30,000 is still equivalent to 19,800.
Same but, thing, inflation.
Inflation, you will still have to buy a lot of things. So you'll be spending all your money. You still have to call for your for help, or you have from to find another job or a semi job to work during your NYC time. Then the PPA, when it start posting to PPA, more talk about that one.
Ah, PPA. My PPA was nice because like they did a lot of work. I realized, okay, at least some agencies are working. Because the funniest part was I went to 2-3 agencies under Ministry of Environment and stuff, and they were telling me they don't take coppers. They didn't even know what see, ministry
imagine,
they were in.
Imagine denying coppers. They're like, you post here and you still deny me.
Like, and you're a government institution, not just even a random. Or reject. It was so funny. I was like, man. Then finally, I got to work at NESREA, that's National Environmental Standards Enforcement and Regulation Agency, or something like that.
Government boy.
NESREA. So NESREA is really nice. Like, they make all the laws, you know, for the environment. So like, if you're like a producer, you maybe do crude oil or whatever you produce or you manufacture, you know, they make all the laws and regulations that govern that. So they were actually doing a lot of work because I went on enforcement visits. You know, I heard a lot of stories. I was happy I didn't get to do that one because they say if you are, for example, you have to go somewhere and they deny you access, you have to find a way to enter. That's, so as the copper, they will expect you to be the one to be climbing fence and things. So
PP allocation is even is like another battle. PP allocation, most people would even beg for rejection. Because when they post you to different places, they are like places that you've not seen. If you've not seen a lot of places in Nigeria or in your life, just go for NYC. When it's time for NYC, you're going
just
to see,
go, roll the dice.
You are going to see a lot of things. So I was posted to one village in Port Harcourt. I can't even say Port Harcourt, in River State. That is not Port Harcourt, that's River State. So I was posted there. When I got to the village, where the first ever copper in 2021, and they've been serving since how many years? In 2020, I mean. So, we're the first coppers. Now, we first reached there. Bam. For there starts.
Pioneer.
So, copper we, Ajuaya. Now, we think I just the year up and down. So, when we first got to the school, I was posted to a school. I became a teacher. So, I had to join. I joined the school. Gave me subjects. Said I should teach. First of all, they'll work you out. If you go to a school, environment, or ministry, like you should be ready to work, except you're in private school. That's where you if you are posted to like a private environment, you can choose the company that you want to go for. Stuff. Mm-hmm. But once it's public, is where they post you to now.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you just reject it and you go to another public.
Yeah, same. I think it just depends on if the where you're posted agrees to give you the rejection. You know, because you might get there and you might not like things and they won't give you a rejection letter. They will even approve everything. So you can't say no. You know, so you're just, you know, taking a chance because they might post you somewhere, you know, you don't like. But, you know, it's funny how life is because opportunity is found in, you know, the places you don't expect. So you might be posted somewhere and it might be something beautiful like how Tommy Hawk is saying. Because
so it might not be that bad. It might not be that bad because most people gain from it, but I feel 70% of the people posted to their PPA have no gain from wherever they are going to. Okay, the gain that you might
see
is maybe empowering people, like teaching. Maybe when you are a teacher, you empower. You have to teach, yes, because there are like things that I would never try in my life. Because apart from serving, I'm not sure I would ever be a teacher. Because sorry or. No offense to all the teachers out there.
It's not easy.
We love you, but it's not easy, especially in the village where you are speaking English and they are turning Igbo. Like you are speaking English, someone is turning Yoruba. You are speaking English, they are replying you in Hausa or something. So you get to areas where civilization, would I call it civilization?
Yes. They are not educated. System just doesn't even, it's not progressive in any way. So you're like the first light shining there. So it's a hard task, you know, having to teach people that, you imagine GS1 students that can't, like you were telling me that time.
Yeah.
GS1 students that can't.
You understand.
You can't dictate to
you
them.
You can't dictate to them.
Imagine. So you have to write on the board for them. I swear. They still struggle to copy.
Bruh.
That's
amazing. They can't even copy. That's the funny thing. Like, I'm saying copper shouldn't be the one to
shoulder that responsibility.
Yes, you understand.
The system should be able to be
convenient enough for them. Aside posting a copper to that, like, let us come and meet like a working system.
You understand? So you can assist, not you come and be the system. Overdo, and they're not even paying you enough for that work.
I was the system in my own because I was the first ever computer studies teacher. So I had to start from scratch. Most of them don't even know what a computer is. I'm not joking. Like, they have computers in, because they have like Bet Ninja shops and some of their parents or people that schooled that went, but most of them, like 70%, don't have access to this. They have no reason to even own a computer. Because first of all, they farm there. They farm there. So that's what they believe in.
Agriculture.
Farming, these vocational skills like sewing,
weaving basket,
you understand, shoemaking. So that's what they do. They don't have any cost to own a laptop. So I had to start from scratch, you understand? All this kind of feeling, we say you guys just start teaching them, telling them what a computer is, what this one. So it was a whole lot of experience, actually. I'm not going to ever want to repeat it again. Having to teach 100 students in just one arm of a class, like GS1 A and B, GS2, and they have GS3. So you have to teach, but I taught only GS1 and GS2, sure. So I saw my own goal. And Omo, you have to mark notes.
How many students do you have?
I had, like, in general, maybe like 400 students.
Eh?
Yeah, I'm not joking. 400, like 350 students that I was teaching. Like, each arm, I'd be like 120, 90. You understand? Like, if I'm going to calculate everything together, maybe like 300 students. So, apart from that, now I had to go for CDS.
My best time during NYC. I think that was my best time.
Community development.
I swear. Me, I had the best CDS. I had football as my CDS, like, on Fridays. Just imagine. So on Fridays, I don't go to work. And, like, the way I set it up in my Monday, I'm not at work most of the time because that's the day I'm supposed to go and do my clearance or something like that. I can't remember how it was, but that's how it was. So it's on Tuesday I actually resume. Once I go on Friday, I don't come until Tuesday most times. So it was actually really nice. So Friday, go play ball, chill.
How was your clearance? Was it in biometrics or?
Biometrics. You go.
I think before this, like, you just go sign your name.
Oh no, I had clearance and my PPA. Every day you go, you sign. Then when it's time for the one. They do
for general
clearance. You go to the place with letter from them.
Thumbprint, Abby.
Everything.
But we had like ghost coppers.
Plenty.
There were a lot of people that I remember one time when I think the day for final clearance, where you start seeing a lot of people that you've not seen in your life. You don't even know that they were in your batch.
I saw so many fine girls turn up on the final day. I was like, what?
Final day. Some of them, they are khaki. Akaki still they shine.
Mint. I said, you follow me, Sav, or you are a new batch? He said, no, I'm in this batch. I said, you are even in my platoon. Wow.
So, ghost coppers were the ones that enjoyed the camp.
You just collect your money.
But actually, mine was just 3 months. I said, 3 months, guys. 1 year. I said for the 3 months. The remaining 7 months, COVID came. So I was at home.
Come and bail you out.
I was getting my pension.
I'll be as an ex-worker.
I'll call it pension because that was the time where I was just getting money for doing nothing. But technically, the whole idea of posting people to
a new place, yes, to say you are fostering.
Yes,
unity.
I think we have to go back to insecurity. Like, people die.
You, like, don't create welfare for them. People die on the road, traveling, get robbed. You sent coppers for election, they got killed.
That one isn't crazy. I'm so even happy imagine. That my time was not, like, why do you have to make it compulsory for coppers to officiate or be part of the ballots or electoral body?
And the moment a copper becomes a copper, people seem, you're taking care of, and they know the system doesn't work. So it's like, then you threaten them and say, if you don't do this thing as a copper, you take your salary, you get suspended, you have to come and do NYC without pay. You know, it's crazy. And I just think they're just taking advantage of the system, to be honest, because they said NYC was made to create unity among
NYC people. Was meant to be for empowerment, to give us idea of how the whole industry will be after work, after school. But my people, it's a big scam, because I don't understand why they would not create a platform for people to, like, get access to jobs, to get access to, You understand? Something doing after the whole NYC.
Exactly. You they make it seem like if you do NYC, jobs will come for you. Nothing for you. Nothing. It's just that certificate. Maybe when you find something you're doing and one day they say, oh, one of the requirements is to have NYC, you'll be able to do it. But that's sad. NYC is a reason a lot of people don't get jobs. People that are ready to work. Everybody can't do NYC in the same year because the government doesn't even provide for you.
You understand? So,
and if you die, nobody's going to come to your burial. Nobody's even going to do anything for anybody. So, what's the point? At the end of the day, if you can't speak the language in this place you are from, you get a lot of opportunities pass you by. People will chance you. When you go for clearance, they talk to you anyhow.
Some people don't even give you access to their PPA if you are not from their town or with the same dialect or language. Like, it's crazy, man. So I feel the only fun part about that NYC was just the camp
and the people you meet.
Yes,
your age mates.
Time. Okay. Yes, you have time to turn up if your area is not a strict
dead zone
crook or what am I even going to call itself, a rural area where no electricity. So because there are some places without electricity. Mm-hmm. Okay, imagine how would you post me for 1 year to a place without electricity, without water? Like, is that not pure wickedness?
That's pure wickedness. So you have to be the system that provides that to yourself and probably those around you.
The idea behind doing something for the community under that, like, apart from even working, like, some people make it like your CDS, they will make it compulsory to like do something, like do the work of the government. You understand? Yes. Imagine you buying black balls.
Doing a ball.
You understand? Ball.
Or something.
I see coppers do ball for the community. And that's nice. Everybody is nice.
But we shouldn't have to be the ones to do that.
You see? I don't feel the need, because like when I see people praising them or saying like, yes, it's cool, but this person is taking
responsibility that is not meant for them.
You understand? So the idea of NYC at the end of the day, I feel the question is crap or not.
Absolutely. You guys let us know what you think. Comment, share.
Scrap or not. I go for scrap, first of all. Scrap NYC. 3 weeks. That's the only fun part of the whole NYC. You meet babes, you meet chicks, you enjoy your life. You have time to some people that don't have the freedom in their places, or maybe
they wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. Stand,
turn up, enjoy your life, have the girlfriend,
catch cruise,
find your soulmate.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky. Yes, now
you are not being scammed, my brother. My sister, use your head. You cannot be scammed. Because most people just want to, because you just flex now.
Charge yourself.
3 weeks of camp after, you're back into the real world. After the old NYC, you're back to Nigeria.
Unemployed officially.
Nigeria, my country. Then they tell you, welcome to the labor market. I don't see why you tell me welcome to the labor market. Like, why are you welcoming me? Like,
it's not my right.
They'll say the labor market will favor you.
My God. Nothing. No provisions, nothing. They don't even ask. I don't think there's any, funny enough, I don't think there's any law in Nigeria that says that, okay, if some people have served, the society or the people, employers in a country have to employ some amount of coppers in their new there should be things like that. Not somebody will serve you, come and join the queue. Nothing is happening.
You understand?
The queue to nowhere.
Join the queue. So me, I feel NYC is just one year break from reality.
I'm telling you.
Because you are living another life. You are living the life for the government. You are living the life for yourself. Maybe things that you've not tried before. But there are positive parts in the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Like, that's if you make it positive for yourself. Like, if you try to do something that some people learn a new skill,
mm-hmm.
they start up a new business. Some people, I have people that left their state to the NYC state where they were posted, and after the whole NYC stuff, they didn't return back to their states.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they started business, maybe they got a job there, but we can be better. It can be better. We can. Absolutely. You understand? Jobs can be created.
The whole scheme has to be, like, everything has to be restructured. Like, even the way they allocate the money, the thing doesn't reach the coppers. It doesn't
pay us better money.
Hey.
Pay them. Sorry, don't pay me. I'm not a copper. Uh-uh. But pay better money. Eh? This thing is 1 year of my life.
Don't go there and say on the news that our parents watch that NYC is this, NYC is that. They will not think everything is nice. Then you will not come and give them money that give them facilities that don't even cater to their basic needs, and they would think everything is catered for. Parents would think, oh, the government is taking care of my children. Don't worry.
Don't worry. No. You're enjoying yourself.
I beg you.
So, NYC, scrap or not, join the discussion. Comment under the post on our Instagram page at BlackboardP. Comment on Twitter. Oh, sorry, Twitter has been banned.
Twitter. Yeah, no to the brother.
We know. I know go talk him. But who know how to do it. Still follow me on Twitter. No, follow us on Twitter at the BlackboardP.
I was not here.
I did here for you, my people. So follow us at BlackboardP. Stream on all streaming platforms, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Podcast Addicts, wherever, man. We are nation worldwide. Share, drop a review, like, tell someone about the Blackboard Podcast, where you get the most relatable content, something that you can relate to and you can vibe with, and just chill at your comfort zone or your convenience, and enjoy yourself. For this week, I'm signing out. It's still your favorite boy at almost. I was saying like an Andrew. It's still your favorite boy. TTOMIHAWK. Tommy York.
Yes. And it's Crucifixo out here signing out.
Signing out. Catch you up later.
Peace. Love, light, happiness, good things, good vibes only.
And money.
Very important.